So here, I've got a question for you. What are you doing here? What are you here for? That's the big question. What are you here for? Or sometimes you get in trouble, someone will go, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing right here? And you're like, oh, am I in trouble? And sometimes you know it and sometimes you don't. But I want to just ask the question, what are you here for? And it's not to get you out the door. It's not to be aggressive. It's simply to ask you a question that will challenge your spirit to say, hey, remember, you got one life. You've got one life and there are many voices and everybody wants you and everything wants to grab your attention like never before. We've talked about this so many times, but I feel like God just saying afresh, we've got to grab our hearts. We've got to ask the question, what are you here for? Because everything wants you and you've got one life and there's one place for you, or there's that place that you should be in. I believe there's multiple places, but there's that one place that God has for you. And if we can find that place, wow, everything changes. Everything changes. And that's what I want to think about today. That's what I want to draw our attention with today. That's what I want to touch our hearts with today. And I believe God wants to grab your attention. So I'm going to say, hey, let's zone in for 20, 30 minutes and let's go on a journey of what are you here for? What is it that God has for you? Because He has eternal purpose on destiny on your life. And even if you can't see it, He sees it and He wants to try and get it through to you. It's like that Chinese whispers. Where somebody starts over here and we've got to get the truth over there. And by the time it gets over there, it's like, it started off with, I love you. By the end of it's like, what would you want from a Chinese? You know, it's just like, come on, it becomes ridiculous. But I believe that God has a call and destiny in each one of our lives. And if we can discover it and if we can tune into it, our lives will never be the same again. So what are you here for? Here's the big thought that's been pondered in this last few days, in addition to that question. It's like, make everything count. I just can't get out of my thinking. It's like, make everything count. It's like, if we have one life and we're trying to get to our purpose, we're trying to get to our destiny that God's got for us in this season. And remember, we always do well when we focus on the one thing and then we achieve it and then we go to the next thing. And that can be from simple tasks to the big dreams that God's got for your life. But if we're not careful, if we don't focus, if we don't draw our attention and start to believe and start to know that everything counts, we just get tossed and turned. And then we get the things and we get to this age and we get to that place and we achieve this thing and we go, I don't know if it's really what I hoped it would be. It didn't quite bring me the hope. It didn't quite bring me the fulfillment. It didn't quite bring me the purpose that I thought. And so I want to talk about purpose today and I want us to say, hey, what is my purpose in God? Here's what Proverbs 4 says. Proverbs 4:25 says this, let your eyes look straight ahead and let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. Wow, this is serious talk that God's talking about. Do not turn to the right or even to the left. Remove evil from your foot. In other words, stay focused. Stay in your lane, stay focused, find out what God says and go after it with all your heart and make it personal. What am I here for? What am I here for? What's the purpose of my life? And then find it out and go for it. And if you're not sure what it is, we're going on a journey today. But if you know what it is, then stick to it and stick close to God. And it's a spiritual purpose. Because I believe that without spiritual purpose, it's like, it's never quite there. It's like you think you've got it, but it's not it. It's not it. Because the only one that can truly satisfy you is the one that made you. And God made you. And He formed you in your mother's womb before time ever began. And He conceived you way back then. And He knew who you were going to be. And He knew what you were going to be about. And He wrote it down book after book after book, because He cared about you so much. And we have to plug into that. Otherwise, we're going to read different stories that feel similar, or we're going to copy this person or that person. Like Nikki talked about comparison just a few weeks ago. And she said, you know what the lie of comparison is? You're trying to be like everybody else, but you were made unique. And so I don't want to look to everybody else for my guidance, for my wisdom, and to find my purpose, because they're not me and I'm not them. I've got to find what God says. So what is my purpose? What am I here for? God wants me to figure this out. God wants to show me this. And so what it says at the end, verse 27, do not turn to the right or to the left. In other words, don't get distracted. Remember, we've got one prize, it's Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize. That's what it says in the New Testament. Keep your eyes on the prize and keep fixed on Him, because He's the one that's going to lead us to the next place. He's our author. He's our perfecter. He's our finisher. That's what it says in Hebrews. And it says, if we would just stick close to Him, if we would keep our eyes on the prize, wow, It would be incredible. And we would move into all the things that God has for us. So it's about finding your one thing. And it's about finding your purpose and asking ourselves, what am I here for? What am I literally here for? What's God saying? And what am I going to do about it? This is what's so key. Because sometimes we've heard what God said, but we're not willing to step out. And maybe part of our talk today, part of our journey on this through the scripture will be, how do I, once I know my purpose, how do I step out into it? And I tell you, it's as simple as this, by faith. But it's one of the hardest things to do because we want, can this person confirm it? Can I get a double confirmation? Can it all be good before I start? And the way of faith is you step out into the unknown, knowing what the known one has said, knowing what God has said. And as you step out into the unknown, he reveals more and more. And suddenly it's like that shaky foot becomes a firm foundation. Suddenly that water becomes the place where you glide forward. Suddenly that uncertainty becomes your kind of certainty. You're like, okay, in this I trust God. I'm able to focus on him. Psalm 37:23 says this, the Lord makes firm the steps of those or the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. Wow. What a set of verses to remind us that our prize is Jesus. Our prize is on the Lord. He will never disappoint us. You may stumble, but you'll never fall. I've lived young and I've lived old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Now, what does the righteous mean? It simply means a man or a woman, a boy or a girl who's been made right with God. In other words, we've said yes to him and he's made us right with himself. Jesus went to the cross. That's what the cross was all about. We could never quite get right with God. And then Jesus made a way where there was no way. He spilled his blood. He defeated sin. He defeated death. He rose victorious the third day. And now we put our trust in him and we become righteous with God. And if we can get a hold of this, it's our stepping stones into our destiny. You see, the enemy says you're only here for one reason, and that's to be a loser. Or you're only here to do your own thing. You're only here to try and crawl and grab and scrab and try to get ahead. And God says, no, the last will be first and the first will be last. If you commit your ways to my ways, I will establish your feet. I will order your steps. I will allow you to rise up. I will give you everything you need of. It won't matter if you stumble. I won't allow you to fall. It won't matter if you do without. I will give you more. It won't matter if there's situations that come up where you're distant or lonely, because I will be with you. Because as David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. God will supply your needs. We need to stay focused on that. He said, it's my delight. I wonder if we thought about this just for a moment. It's that we worry about our steps. What am I going to do tomorrow? I got to get my diary planned. I got to do this. I got to do that. And all of those things are wisdom and wise. But look what the writer says here. It says, the Lord orders my steps, or he makes firm the steps of the one who delight in him. What if we simply delighted in God? We spent time in the secret place. We were with him all the way. And we would move forward from that place. And watch how this door would open and that door would close. And this opportunity would come. And this one would say, no. As we would allow him to establish our paths, as we would allow him to establish our steps, everything would change. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is what I'm stepping into. This is what I'm going for. And so today we're talking about God's plans and purposes for your life. When we move into it, it's incredible to watch. You know, one of the greatest privileges I have is to be able to lead the church, able to hear from heaven. It's a delight. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And to lead people and not to shout at people or cajole people or pressurize people, but to say, hey, here's what God says. What do you think? And to guide and to lead from the front and say, come on, follow me. We're going this way. I'm going after Christ. Are you coming? It's a privilege. It's an honor. But one of the most exciting things to see is when people step into their destiny. It's like, wow, okay, they're taking a step of faith. They're stepping into the unknown. They're trusting God. They're putting hope into the unseen. They're having faith in God in the way that you dreamed. They're letting go of other things that might feel more secure at the moment to go after the greater things of God. They're saying no to this to have this instead. They're putting God first and everything else behind. It's one of the most incredible things to see. And I encourage you, if you're in that position, keep going. If you've not got there yet, start. Let's go. Because there's nothing more exciting than stepping into the purposes and the plans that God has for each one of us. So God is calling you to purpose today. Are you listening? That's really it. God is already called. He's calling right now. It's as if there's a phone call coming for you and he's got your purpose on the line. And he says, are you listening? And he wants to get you into the word and he wants you to get into his presence and he wants to speak life and boldness into your heart. Because some of us just feel like, what's the point of me? And God says, the point of you was set way before the foundations of the earth. I love you and I've purposed you and I've planned for you. I need you to pursue me. And as you pursue me, I will reveal the purposes for your life. You see, he's such a kind, generous God that if you reveal them too early, too fast, too much. So he says, no, slowly but surely, I'll order your steps. And you know what I felt in my spirit this week? I just want to put it out there into your heart. Maybe for some, may not be for others. But I felt like the Lord just saying, things are about to move like never before. I just sense it more than ever. We've mentioned it before, but I feel there's something fresh again coming. And it's going to come like a flood. And the word that he used for me, and this is a violent word because we know, we've seen from the news this last few years what the potential of it is, but it was a tsunami. I'm going to come like a tsunami. It's going to be unexpected. It's going to be forceful. It's going to be powerful. And I'm just going to transform things in an instant. And I sense the Lord says, I'm ready to do that in some people's lives. And I say, pursue him because he's already pursuing you. And he's just so excited for what you might step into next. So I'm telling you, God has a purpose for your life. Are you listening? We're going to talk about the promised land today. This is a key phrase from the Old Testament that went around in the guys' heads for years. In fact, the children of Israel, all the way from when they're in exile, all the way to Exodus, all the way through till eventually they get to this place called the Promised Land. The Promised Land is like one of those places. It feels like, will we ever get that? Ever get there? For a Christians today, it's like the Promised Land, heaven. Or maybe it's, you look up John 10:10 and you say to yourself, it's that fullness of life, which is really a key verse for us in Bible in general, but also over this season. It's like, can I step into that fullness of life? Can I step into the full things of God? It feels like, is it out of the reach or is it in reach? And for the children of Israel, way back in the Old Testament, thousands of years ago, they weren't quite sure because God spoke about the promised land and they were sure of him, but they said, will we ever get there? And the promised land was this land of flowing with milk and honey. I mean, we think of milk and honey, we go, nah, I don't fancy, I fancy Coke instead. But this is way before Coke existed, Pepsi existed, way before fancy water existed. And so if you told them when they lived in the desert that God was going to bring you to a land flowing of milk and honey, they were like, wow, this is Disneyland. This is before Disneyland. This was it, the promised land. And so I want to encourage you, the promised land was everything they could have dreamed of and more. And God says, that's the same for me and the purposes I've got in your life. I'm trying to take you somewhere, but you're trying to get somewhere. And we've got to make sure that we're in sync. And I don't get in sync with you. You get in sync with me. You know what I'm saying? And life is trying to get you in step with everything else. And your boss is trying to get you in sync. Remember this. Your boss wants you to work every hour possible. And he wants to pay you the same. Or her. I mean, life wants you to go for it every hour possible and give you the same return. But God says, I want you to come for me first. And watch, I will order all those other things as impossible as it seems. I've seen this. I've been faithful to God at times when I felt like it didn't feel or make sense. And yet he was faithful to me beyond belief. He suddenly did things. He transformed things in incredible ways. And so the children of Israel were in this dilemma. Is it really real? God, when's it really going to happen? But we're going to get to Numbers 13 where it's about to happen. And now they're in the outskirts. Now they're about to go in. They're about to go, wow, can we do this? And as I started to think about the promised land, I started to think about dreams. Ever had any dreams before? I mean, I absolutely love dreams because guess what? I feel like dreams are the first stepping stones to purpose. I feel as we begin to dream, outrageous dreams, we're already beginning to step into our purposes. And so what are the dreams that you've been dreaming about? What are the dreams that have been snatched from you because you felt, well, if it's somebody else could do it, but not me. I tell you what, nobody else had that dream. Not like the way you did. And if you had it, then you're going to do it. I love to say that all the time. If you see a problem, then it must be you to solve it. Come on. We've got to step into it. God reveals things to us in the Spirit. He shows us things. He allows us to have dreams. In fact, I even say this. I've got no scientific proof for it, but I'm just giving it to you as a fun thought because I think it might do something for us. But what about all those weird, wonderful dreams you have at night? No, we're not going into them because I know sometimes they get a bit hairy. They get a bit crazy. But all of that dreaming, you think to yourself, I wonder what it's all about. But I wonder, is it all for this one reason? That anything is possible in your dreams? Because you've had all the wackiest, crazy dreams, I'm sure, in your life, and you say to yourself, well, okay, I'll wake up. But I tell you what God loves, when we begin to dream while it's during the day. When we begin to dream when it's during the day and we're going this place and that place, and we say to ourselves, okay, I can trust God. I'm dreaming here, and it allows me to step into my purposes. And there's something incredible when we say to ourselves, okay, if it can happen in my nighttime dreams, wow, they're crazy. But what if that's to show me that anything is possible when we dream? That's what I want to grab, because dreams are stepping stones to purpose. And purpose is where we find our destiny in God, and we transform this world. And it brings people to salvation. It brings people to God. It allows people to hear from God and see God, because we are part of His plan. So His purposes reveal more of His plan. And by you stepping into your purpose, we bring the things of heaven to earth. And isn't that what we're all about? How can I bring heaven to earth? But if we don't step into our God-given purposes and destinies, we're stepping into somewhere else, which means we're stepping out of it. Which means there's a void, there's an emptiness. And I tell you what, it always means a cost to other people. And we are here to work the works of God. And we are here to step into our God-given destiny and purpose. And that's why we must ask the question, what am I here for? And God is sure to reveal it, because He's such a kind, generous God. And so the children of Israel, they find themselves ready to step in. Here's what it says in Numbers 13:2. Send men to spy out the land of Cana. You know, I'm kind of obsessed with this word spy right now because of James Bond. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty amazing, this new movie. But we're going to talk about spies. And this is God. I was thinking about this verse way before James, so it's nothing to do with James Bond, although he's pretty cool. But Jesus, of course, is way better. It says, send men to spy out the land of Cana, which I'm giving. You got to remember this word, giving. Maybe you got to say to yourself 10 times, giving, 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 giving. You've got to remind yourself that God is doing something here. This is not just good talk or good words. This is an action word. It means something, which I am giving you. This is God given to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their father, you shall send a man, everyone a leader among them. God's spoken. They're right on the edge. They're right on the boundary of their destiny. I mean, you got to see this. Imagine this. They've waited for so long, and now they're right here on the edge. They're ready to step forward. They're ready to go through. And I tell you, it got me thinking about some things. Maybe you just bought a car recently. I don't know. And you're ready to go pick it up. It's like you're right there. You're ready to go pick it up. Maybe you're going on holidays. Wouldn't that be incredible? You're ready to go. You're just ready to get on the plane. You're right on the cusp of things. Maybe you've been together with that person that you love for ages, and you're ready to get married. There's something exciting about it when we're right on the edge of our dreams. I dreamed about it for so long, and I'm getting the car. I'm getting the wife. I'm getting the job. I'm getting the house. Whatever it might be, I'm stepping in. To it. It's that feeling. It's like we are so close. We are so close. And God says it right there, which I am giving you. And this is so important, because God says it. And if whatever He says is true, He never breaks a promise. He can never lie. He's perfect in all His ways. And He says to the children of Israel, now's the time. You're right on the edge. You're about to go through. It's like you're at the door and you just press it. You're right at Disneyland. You're ready to go. You're right at the outskirts of the promised land. This is it. And this is the end of the story. They all lived happily ever after. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's it. No, it wasn't it at all. It was just the beginning of just incredible years. In fact, it would become decades before they would get into the promised land. And you say to yourself, well, how can this be? Was God teaching them a lesson? No, no, no. Can I just encourage you with this? There are times when God's teaching you lessons, and there's other times when we're just messing it up for ourselves. The children of Israel had 11, 12-day walk. It took them nearly 40 years. And this is what happens in life. If we forget to ask the question, what am I here for? What am I about? What am I doing? If I forget to keep my eyes on the prize, if I get overwhelmed by everything else I see, or if I start to listen to all the other voices, I can find myself in a place where I'm like, wow, how did I miss it for so long? The children of Israel should have walked straight in. 10, 12-day journey, a couple of million people. It would have been incredible. Into the land flowing of milk and honey. It's Disneyland. It's the promised land. This is it. But for some reason, they missed it. And I want to encourage you, do not miss it. If you're close to God, you can't miss it. I'm telling you, you just can't miss it. But if you're just living your own life and doing your own steps and going your own ways, then you're likely to miss it. I want to call you back to purpose. God is already ringing you. He's already on the phone. Are you listening? God's right there. I mean, they got to the edge, and then it was failure. It was brick walls, it was defeat, it was death, it was give me a break. I mean, have you ever been there where you're right on the edge of your dreams? Or maybe you just stepped into your dreams, you've taken the first step, and it just feels like disaster? It just feels like game over? I mean, I've been there. It's like we're right stepping into this thing, and then suddenly it's all over. I mean, I can tell you story after story. We're just about to plant a church, and then it's all over. We've just planted the church, it's all over. I mean, we're just in a year or two, it's all over. Man, you just feel, it's like, I feel a fraud, I feel a failure, I feel like this is happening, brick walls, I can't get through. But you know what? If we just keep trusting Him, God's going to bring us through. That's the good news. Sometimes it's self-induced, sometimes it's self-inflicted, other times it's just par for the course, but God will teach you as you go. I'm so glad, actually, Children of Israel didn't do happily ever after, because what do you learn in that? And it's over. But no, they stepped into the next step, and the next step, and the next step. But what can we learn? Here was the report that came. Verse 27, you hope it was just a report of let's go, but it was slightly different. Then they told him and said, they're talking back to Moses as the 12 spies come back. When we went to the land where they sent us, it truly flows with milk and honey. It's it. We're there, guys. This is it. This is awesome. Let's go. And this is the fruit. They even brought some fruit back. But nevertheless, oh my gosh, we might not say nevertheless, we might say but, we might say oh no, or however, or oh wait a minute, and here's the wait a minute. The people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw descendants of Anak there, giants. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites. I mean, I never even heard of these names. They're already scary. But these guys, I'm sure, have heard of them. And they knew these guys were tough nuts. And they were like, it wasn't just bad enough one or two, but they're all there. And the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites, those pesky Canaanites, they dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. In other words, man, we see it. And we tested it, but we're full of fear. And I don't think we can do this. I do not think we can do this. Now, let me just remind you again, just for a moment. It's only a few verses before this where God says, I'm giving this to you. Let's say it again. I'm giving it to you. 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 Let's even say it in the right tense. He's already given it to you. He's already called you. He's already purposed you. He's already given it to you. He's already called you. He's already purposed you. I mean, I feel like a broken record, but we've got to get it in our spirit because He's already called you. He's already purposed you. He's already set you up. We just have to remember. And they began to forget because of what they seen and heard. It didn't matter that the land was true. It didn't matter that the fruit was great. But all they saw was all these scary people. And I tell you what, the world is full of scary people. So we've got to get over it. Amen. We've got to get over it. There are scary people everywhere. Maybe you're one of them. Look in the mirror. I don't know. But God says that it does not matter because I'm giving it to you. I've got your destiny secure. It's yours and nobody else can take it. I don't want it to fade. I don't wanted to die, but it's over to you because I'm such a good God. I give it to you for to make the choice. But the two spies saw it differently. There was 12 that went, 10 came back with that report, but 2 came back slightly different. And I love these guys, Joshua and Caleb. Verse 30 of chapter 13, then Caleb silenced the crowd. I tell you, there are times where you're going to have to silence things. Maybe you got to turn the music off. Maybe you got to get away from the crowd. Maybe you got to calm yourself down because there's so many things that's going on in your head. But he did something really wise and he silenced the people before Moses. And he said, we should go up and take possession of the land for we can certainly do it. In other words, he was saying, be quiet. Let's be silent. Come on. Be still and know that I'm God. Just take a minute and breathe. Just get into His presence. Just begin to pray. Just begin to worship. Just stop for a moment because God's already said it. The problem is what we see in front of us sometimes starts to dominate what we already know inside. And then a war breaks out and a tussle breaks out and a wrestle takes place. And we find ourselves losing and everything else out there winning. And God says, no. I'm giving it to you. I've already given it to you. I've already called you. I've already purposed you. I'm just broken record today because I've got to get it into your thinking. Otherwise, you're going to forget. Otherwise, you're going to be overwhelmed. Otherwise, fear is going to try to take over and your faith won't kick in. But I'm telling you, He's already done it. He's already given it to you. He's already proved it on the cross. He already come back to life. He's already purposed you. He's already decided it before the foundations of the world. It's about us stepping into it. And they forgot to step. They forgot to go. And even though this report comes back, surely then they went. Surely then they went into this promised land. Surely then it was 10, 12 days. Let's go. We're out of here. No. What came back after that was an argument almost, a tussle to say, no, we don't care what you say. It's really bad. And there's no way we can go. And so 40 years, I tell you what happened. Life never changes. It's very similar today. It was very similar back then. They just did this, circles. They just went round in circles for 40 years. That's decades. Most of the people that's listening today, I know is under 40. I mean, that's your whole life. If you're over 40, then you know that's a huge portion of your life. In fact, for many, they never made it. They got right to the outskirts, 40 years, and then they sadly passed away. In fact, Moses himself never made it to the promised land. He saw it, but never claimed it. He saw it, but never got in. Joshua and Caleb were the only ones who did of that generation. I'm telling you, God reveals this, but we've got to step out in faith. In fact, it says in Hebrews, right, faith is impossible to please God. It's our faith in him that propels us forward. And I want to supercharge you today with the power of God and to say the faith of God has been deposited inside your heart the moment you said yes to Jesus, and there's faith even in you built in from the foundations of the world to say yes to him if you've never quite said yes to him. And right now I believe in the Holy Spirit just convicting your heart. But for 40 years, nothing. They wandered in circles in the wilderness, in the desert, and they were 10 days from a land flowing with milk and honey. No exaggeration. No mix up, no nothing. They just could not get there because of fear, because of quarreling, because of moaning, because of taking their eyes off the price, because of going left and right, because of trying to order their own steps, but because of trying to do it their way. And I tell you, the only way into your purpose, the God-given purpose for your life, is to surrender your life and to say yes to him. He's already ringing. Are you listening? I'm giving it to you. I've already given it to you. It's yours. You see, failure to believe in God's word kept them from entering the promised land. They forgot to believe in his word. They failed in that. They forgot to have faith in God. And as a result, they never got to that promised land. If only they had of believed. And so my question is, like we started, what am I here for? I tell you, if you don't know Christ, if only you had believed. Why don't you believe today? Why don't you just put your trust, your faith in him? And you know what it looks like a lot of the times? God, I have no clue why I'm praying this. I actually feel like an idiot. I actually don't even understand any of this. But I tell you what, there's something in me that just says, I need God. Millions upon millions of people have got saved with that prayer. I mean, maybe that's not you. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's a different thing. But I tell you, God is here today, and he's with you, and he wants to reach you. But it's the same for us as Christians. Maybe you're a Christian today, and you say to yourself, where's my purpose? Where's my purpose? I tell you, your purpose is in God. Don't stop until you get it. Don't quit until you find it. And once you find it, go for it. See, the children of Israel, they got talked out of it, walked out of it, and eventually they missed it. That's the bottom line. They walked in circles. They got talked out of it. They got walked out of it. They should have been silent and said, okay, what did God say? What did God say? What did God say? And maybe that's what you need to do today. What has God already said? If you're unsure of your purpose, guess what? Spend time with him. He'll tell it to you. Spend time with him. He'll reveal it to you. If you're unsure of your purpose for this season and you don't want to wait, well, be busy with the things of God and say, hey, how can I help? It's one of the most incredible questions you can ask anybody in ministry, in life. How can I help? Whether it be the shops, whether it be in church, where it be a helper, be a person that serves, be a person that makes a difference. That's who you are called to be. And watch how as you begin to serve, suddenly go, I think that's for me. For this season, that's where God's called me to. What am I here for? Ask God. He will reveal all things. I want to give you Exodus 23:23, just to finish out with. It says, my angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Guys, it gets worse for the Israelites in the sense of not only did God say, I'm giving you the land, but years and years and years before, he already told them, every single one of your enemies, anxiety, I'm wiping it out. Depression, I'm wiping it out. Fear, I'm wiping it out. Uncertainty, I've wiped it out. It's like, it's done. It's like the land, I'm bringing you into the land. There's going to be an angel that will go before you. I mean, there's still angels today. They minister to us, but even better than that, we've got the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead and it lives, he lives inside of our hearts. I mean, he's everywhere, but he's with us. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. And if we can trust him, wow, we step into all things. But look how kind and gracious God is. My angel will go ahead of you. I've taken care of everything. No, he describes it even better than that. He says, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, I'll wipe them all out. In other words, anytime you see or hear those names, you already know they're beaten. God had total victory secure. He had everything taken care of. But for some reason, they got other things into their mind. They saw it, they heard it, they believed it, and it became bigger than God in their lives. What's going on in your heart today that's it's becoming bigger than God in your life? Is there something going on in your spirit that it's bigger than God in your life? It's bigger. Maybe it's your dreams, it's your ideas, it's what someone said, it's what, how you feel, it's a result that came through. It's about something that's happened. It's about something that happened 20 years ago. I mean, it steals so much of our lives. But I tell you what, if they could have believed the Word of God, they would have stepped into the things of God. If you can't believe the Word of God, you will never fully step into the things of God. It's that simple. And yet God is so gracious and so kind. He's saying today, will you come? I'm ringing. Will you answer? I'm ringing. Are you listening? I've already given it to you. It's already yours. I mean, their future was promised. Your future's promised. Your destiny is secure. It's already been taken care of. In fact, total victory has been secured. Will you just follow after the things of me? What are you here for? That's the question. That's the heart cry of mine to yours. Would you pray it this week? Would you think about it? Maybe right now as we pray, I'm going to believe that God's going to speak to your spirit and something's going to take place. And I'm going to encourage you, do not wait a second longer. Make everything count. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today that we have one life. What a privilege. I thank you today, Lord, that you've called us and you've purposed us, and we're here for great things and we're here to transform the world. But Lord, we can get consumed with the world and forget that we're here to do something about it. We're here to do something with it. And so I pray today, Lord, that we would know you. And if we're far from you, let us come to you. If we've never known you, let us say yes to you. If we're full of uncertainty, why don't we ask God right now to come? God, reveal yourself. Come and fill me. Lord, I need something. Lord, I pray today that we would know your heart. I pray today that we would know your spirit. And so I pray, Lord, let us hear from heaven. Lord, if we know you, if we've been walking with you, what's the answer to that question? What am I here for? Maybe we've stepped into our destiny, but there's more. Maybe we've fulfilled it, but we've got to go for the next one. What if we started it, but we've got stuck? What if we quit? Lord, I pray you would heal us, restore us, and remind us that you're still on the phone. You're still on the throne. You're still ringing. You've already said it. It can't be taken from us. Our destiny, our purpose is secure. And as we begin to dream again, it's stepping stones back to our purpose. Lord, I pray for wild dreams in the night that will lead to wild dreaming during the day. I pray, Lord, that the things of the Spirit will invade our hearts in a way like they've never done before. And I pray, Holy Spirit, would you grab our attention and say, I'm here for him. He's all that I want. Jesus, we love you today and we bless you. In your precious name, amen.